Think a minute. Winston Churchill was 65 years old when he first became England's Prime Minister. It was May of 1940, and England's military was not very strong or prepared for war. So when Hitler's huge, powerful German army was planning to attack the British Isles, most military experts expected Germany to easily conquer England in no time. But what these experts could not imagine was that in only 7 months, Winston Churchill would change the history of both England and the entire Western world. During those few months, when the families of Great Britain gathered in their living rooms to listen to their leader over the radio, their feelings of fear and hopelessness were soon replaced with great confidence and courage. Why? Because Churchill knew just how to inspire the English people to believe in themselves and in their just cause of defending freedom. In fact, defeating Germany's powerful army became England's finest hour. It's been said, people who feel good about themselves do their best, whether it's at work on the job or at home with their mate and children. So if you want people to change, you've got to help them believe in themselves so they want to change. But when we criticize and shame our children, our wife or husband, or people we work with, we only hurt them and tear down their self-confidence. So why should we expect them to do better when we've made them believe they can't? We all do our best when we feel good about ourselves. That's why a successful businessman says, instead of catching people doing something wrong to criticize and punish them, try to catch people doing something right and praise them for it. Then they will want to keep doing that right thing and always do their best. This is why Jesus teaches us to love others as ourselves. Make others feel good about themselves the way you want to feel good about yourself. So won't you ask Jesus to forgive you for the wrong ways you have lived and treated others? Then ask Him to start changing your heart so you can become your best, as well as help bring out the best in others. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.